Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. From Toyota to goat soap is the quick billboard for today's show about ag entrepreneur Nancy Hayes. She's a third-generation farmer from Fayette County who, after retiring from Toyota, took an unusual turn back to the farm.
I strictly do products with goat milk. I stick to what I'm good at, and it's the soaps and the lotions, and I have 15 different scents, and you're welcome to check out my website at singinghillsgoats.com. You could buy online, or you can buy in Kroger's, Lucky's, or Whole Foods.
As a kid, her family often enjoyed Laurel Lake. She loved the area, bought some land there, and got into goats as a hobby. And the hobby took over. She joined the Kentucky Proud program, which has opened doors to those retailers she mentioned.
Absolutely. Kentucky Proud's been a great organization for me. It came from the Tobacco Settlement Fund. My family was in tobacco when I was younger. We did all facets of it. And Kentucky Proud actually has grants for the agricultural side of Kentucky Proud, and it really has helped my business.
That day, Hayes was displaying at a Kroger Kentucky Proud vendor show for their store managers. Visitors stopping by, plenty of men among them, tried her products.
That's right. Men actually do like lotion, especially when they're working outside and they come in and their hands are dry in the winter, and I have a lot of men that are good customers of mine.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Nancy Hayes says she makes all of her own goat soaps and lotions at her farm near Corbin. They're online at singinghillsgoats.com. She says her products could make a great last-minute Christmas gift, and several items are available at Kroger's, for which she is very appreciative.
I am. I've been in Kroger's going on 3 years now, and Kroger's carries four of my lotions and two of my soaps in their Kentucky Proud racks.
She was at that Kroger vendor support day hoping to expand interest in her products, and she commended retailers like Kroger's, Lucky's, Houchins, and others, saying they deserve credit for their support. She commended the State Ag Department for its years of efforts in building the Kentucky Proud brand.
Absolutely, yeah. People really look for that. And even when I do my craft shows, when they see my Kentucky Proud sign at my booth, they recognize it and they go, oh, you're Kentucky Proud. And I always say I'm not only Kentucky Proud, but I'm a proud Kentuckian.
Ag entrepreneur from Laurel County, Nancy Hayes. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.